Next to the costs of sending children to school, which continues to be a significant burden for many families. More than 2,000 parents answered Bernardo's 9th annual school cost survey to discuss it. We're joined in studio now by Fergus Finlay, CEO of Bernardo's. Fergus Finlay, firstly, just talk us through what this survey has turned up in terms of the financial burden on families of sending children to school.
Well, first of all, it is the biggest one we've ever done, more than twice the number that participated in the last one. So I think it's safe to say it's a reasonable reflection of the pressures that parents face. The good news, I suppose, is that most of the main costs have stabilised somewhat over the last couple of years. And I think that's largely down to parent power, public debate, a lot more awareness. The bad news is that the capacity and ability of parents to deal with these pressures, if anything, has got worse in recent years as a result of the downturn in the economy. Typically, if you're sending, let's say, a child to start in primary school and a child to start in secondary school, two kids, you're talking about between 1,100 and 1,200 euro as the sort of basic outlay that is required. That covers books, uniforms, and the range of other basic necessities that those children need to get access to what is supposed to be their constitutional right, their unfettered constitutional right to a free education, particularly at primary level.
It doesn't include extras such as school bags, trainers or extracurricular activities.
No, it doesn't. But it does include things like the voluntary contribution and those kind of things. I mean, there's a couple of things that, to be positive about it, I have to be pointed out. I think school book publishers have not been doing the reprints that they used to do, although parents still perceive them to be doing that. A lot fewer this year than in previous years. And that's a help. School book rental schemes are being rolled out very significantly in the primary sector, less so in the secondary sector, but there's a start there.
And what about digital books?
Digital books are beginning to appear in the system, but they're beginning to appear in a completely unplanned, uncoordinated way. If a school requires a parent to buy a tablet or an iPad, the school simply asks the parent to go and do it. There's no use of bulk purchasing, for example. They're all vatable as luxury items. It's nonsensical, I think, that a school book is VAT-free and a school e-book has the same VAT as if it were a luxury item. There has been no kind of strategic thinking about this at national level. If the state were in a position to do a coordinated programme where these pieces of equipment, essential pieces of equipment in the modern world, were bought on a bulk basis, you could save enormous amounts of money for parents. But as things stand at the moment, if a school wants to transfer from the traditional book to an e-book, you're talking about 400 to 500 at a minimum imposition on parents.
Okay, that's a serious disincentive. Now, to look at uniforms, the report finds that some schools are beginning to become a bit more practical understanding in this regard, but there's still, you talk about cost stabilising, but I suppose you need costs for uniforms and particularly jumpers or crests to come down.
Well, what we're finding is that, and we didn't break it down within the survey, so we're relying to some extent on anecdote, a lot more schools are saying to parents, buy a plain jumper and the crest, an iron-on crest, and put the crest on. And that's a big improvement over the situation that pertained a few years ago when schools had their preferred suppliers and the crested jumper or crested uniform was up to three times the price of an ordinary one. We would still insist that all schools should be told that they have to defer to parent power in that situation, that they have to give parents a choice. The Minister for Education last year tried, I think, to encourage schools quite gently to give parents more choice. I would be calling on the new Minister for Education to stop being gentle and start telling schools what they must do.
Okay, and there's also in that regard allowances available, the clothing and footwear allowance. What sort of an impact is that having?
Well, very little, because first of all, it was halved in our austerity budgets. It used to be 200 at primary level, it's half that now. It used to be 350 at secondary level, it's 200 now. And the income levels at which it is accessible are have been frozen for a number of years and are very, very small. So it is a modest, very modest contribution to cost for those small number of families that can access it. It needs to be increased, but more important than that, the access to it needs to be increased.
And very finally, on the issue of school transport, how much of a problem is that, and is there any improvement in that area?
It seems to us to have got worse, if anything. Children living in rural areas can face up to €300. I spoke this morning to a mum who pays €25 a week to a private bus provider to bring her son to school, to secondary school, and there's no other way of getting him to school. €25 a week is an enormous imposition in a system that ought to be free, and that where these costs are paid by the state in all of our neighbouring jurisdictions.